A very good afternoon, Namibia, and welcome to Family Dynamics Right Here on your number one talk radio station. That is, of course, Eagle FM. I'm your host, Ndafa. Happy Juju here to keep you company from now up until 14:30. Now, of course, it's Family Dynamics, and today we're talking about the importance of family time. It's been a season where, of course, a lot of family members are coming together, deliberately at this time, the New Year, Christmas. That was not so many days ago. But then again, let's talk about throughout the year. I mean, I know this is a time where normally we come together. But then what about during the course of the year, when it's no longer New Year's Eve, when it's no longer Christmas time, when it's really no longer something so massive and huge, but just creating that time yourself for you and your family to spend time together for bonding purposes and just making the family to grow and come together. Now, of course, I have an interesting topic. I mean, an interesting guest in studio with me today to help me talk about this interesting conversation. A very good afternoon and welcome, Nelago Gabriel.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks. How are you?
I'm all good.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much.
Especially availing yourself and taking yourself away from your family this time to be with us on radio.
Imagine it's only 1 hour and they miss me already.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah.
An interesting thing about kids, ne, is that, or about family, is that you tend to be gone for not so long and then all of a sudden everyone misses you. You're like, okay.
This is the thing.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, Helena, you are a nurse. Did I just call you Helena? My friend is a Helena and she's a nurse. I'm so sorry. Nelao, you are a nurse and obviously also you have your family. Tell us, how do you incorporate your nursing profession in spending time also with your own family before we get deeper into the general topic?
Yeah, it's quite stressful sometimes, but anyway, you have to make time, you have to take time with the kids, you know, especially as nurses, we have shift.
Yeah.
Whereby you can work different shifts, but you can be able to get time with them, with your family, especially when you are off.
Yeah.
Or sometimes if you are on night shift, it's not easy for you to do all the things because when you knock off, you're already tired and you feel like you want to go sleep.
Mm.
Yeah, the kids, they need your attention.
Yes.
But anyway, you have to cut some of the thing up until you make it with your family.
Actually, you know, when I asked the question to say you are a nurse, it skipped my mind that sometimes you have night shifts.
Yes.
And that's a little bit, I feel like it's a little bit more challenging. Maybe because it's not my birth right now. But do you have then also, do you also have someone helping you? You know, as much as I think for us women, especially, you know, we can multitask opposed to the men, you know, even if just, no offense to the men, but we women tend to do more, you know? So then you have work to attend to, and then you have a children to attend to as well. And there are certain things that sometimes only you and mom can actually do. So when you're on night shift, who actually then stands in the gap for you to ensure that as a mother, they also take over that role?
Yeah, but then my son is big. He can be able to take care of the sister.
Okay, how old is he?
He's 21 years old. And the sister is 11 years old.
Aww.
Obviously, like, when I go to work, it's not like I'm too much stressful as if I have a small kid.
Okay.
I make sure that I prepare everything and then they can be able to do other things themselves.
Yeah.
Because my son, he's exposed to know how to cook, to know how to take care of the sister. Like, you need to take care of your sister as young as she is.
Yeah.
Because you are big. Sometimes I'm not always at home.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to train the kids, especially like according to the career that we are.
Exactly.
Because we are trained to take care of people that are not even our family. I can even leave my son at home when he's sick, or my daughter at home when she's sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I can go and take care of other families.
Imagine.
Take care of other
people. You see now.
Yes.
Look at that.
That's how you.
Yeah.
How you took the oath of.
Actually, you took an oath. I think I've watched too much movies. Is it really binding on your conscience? Like, you really remember especially in the way you treat patients, that you took an oath.
Yeah. It's always running in your mind.
Yeah.
It's always running in your mind. And the reason why we did psychologist mm-hmm. is to train our mind.
Yeah.
Is to train our psychology, our psych also, like whereby you can stress off being taking care of other people's family while you left yours at home, but it's already within your training.
Exactly.
It's already within your training, and then you can just accept it.
And be able to navigate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Now let's talk about spending time or deliberately, purposefully putting aside time with our family. And I know spending time, family time is very important, but I think we overlook it. At least I know I haven't been overlooking it for some time. Mm. Sometimes in a month, you wouldn't even really deliberately decide to go somewhere with the kids. And I think the problem is that we always think it's expensive, but family time can even mean cooking at home, dinner or lunch, and then going to take a walk with the children in town, eating ice cream, taking care back home. That's family time, because then they also got to see different areas and take a walk. What is spending a deliberate family time for you like?
Yeah, I can't be able to. Especially when you are on night, we put a weekend off where you can be able to work, to be off for 6 days.
Oh, nice.
And then you feel like, these kids, they really need me. And most of the time, I don't give enough attention. Let me just take time. Yeah. Maybe we just go to any small place, especially in town, maybe. At the Plus or somewhere, you just buy a drink and buy something fun. And then you just be with your kids.
Yeah.
And then that's why white people, they even decide to take their dogs out. Like, we need fresh air.
Thank
out
you.
Of the house.
And no offense, but that's a dog. And we're talking about human beings whom we neglect.
You are always indoor. Just a small fun. It's not like you to spend a lot of money, but just to have a fresh air somewhere. You can even decide to go to Swakop.
Thank you. You know what? I'm getting new ideas already. I need to make a confession, an honest confession. You know, when it comes to holiday, north. Like, for me, it's been north, you know, with the kids, north. It's 2026. We are changing things around. We're traveling this year. If it means me and my family to Dubai, so we are going. The Lord will provide the finances.
Yes. As long as you prepare for it.
Exactly. And I like that preparation. You know, something as even as going to Valvesby or to Swakopmund for that matter, it requires really, perhaps for you as a mom, it requires me as a mom to deliberately set aside some money. And sometimes it's not that much that you have to, you won't feel it much if you are doing it small. Let's say I'm setting aside 200 per month, And this 200 is specifically for when we are going to take the holiday. And then off we go to Valvesby, off we go to Swakopmund, off we go to explore Namibia. But we African people, like me, and by the African, I include myself.
We believe in north.
We believe in going to the north.
Which is just, yes, it's a, that's how we were raised.
Yeah.
Our parents, they were not into this new generation things. They are all in our old generation, whereby they don't even know to expose themselves with different places and stuff. But I think it's just, it was also according to the financially, how they were, because we were having women that never worked. It's only a husband that is providing everything at home. So it's not easy for you to take some money and to go out and do everything. So everything that you use, you just take care of the kid and then make sure that they have something to eat.
But now, as the new generation, we need to do better.
We
need to do better.
Not only to being at home, being bored. You also make the kids to be bored. And then we must raise the kid to raise.
Bored kids.
Yes. It's not like you raise the kid, then you reach there. They must also raise their own kids. Then it will go like.
Because they are repeating your pattern. They're repeating what mommy used to do for us.
Yes, mommy said we must stay home.
Yeah.
Mommy said we must always be indoor. But
it was, now that you speak about, mommy said we must always be indoor. Especially in this city life, of course, a lot of us are renting, and then you have your, okay, very few families have the, have a whole house with a big yard. Most families have an apartment. As much as it's a flat, it's kind of restricted. So the kids are always kept indoors, you know? Especially the 2-year-olds, the 3-year-old, the 1-year-old never gets to go out, and it's unhealthy.
Very unhealthy.
It's very unhealthy. How about also taking out that child into the compound within, you know, within the flats maybe. If it's not safe, then really going to the park, the nearest park. Sometimes in some communities, the parks are up to standard for some of them. At least some of them are okay. So the kids can actually go there, buy a ball, play with the kids, you know, ball time and stuff like that. But I think it's something that it needs a change of a mindset. We lock up our kids in the house. You can't go anywhere.
Which is wrong.
Which is very wrong.
And then psychologically and mentally, when you go out, it can, you also learn different things, and it also help with the mental therapy.
Okay.
Like, even if you just go to the sea, like you just sit, and then you look how the waves are just blowing.
Yeah.
So that therapy, it's helping your mind to think better. It's just a mind therapy, whereby you can also be able to remove the stress. You can be stress-free. We are going through a lot in life. We have a lot of problems and stuff. But now when you put yourself indoor like that, you can't even see a new environment. You can't even expose yourself to some of the place. It's just better to be exposing ourselves, and it can also help us mentally.
I can agree to that. I can really agree to that. Because I remember sometime when I would be indoors, you tend to overthink. But when you go outdoors, you tend to, your mind is focused on that new thing that you're seeing. Maybe that new building, since you are in a new environment. How much more now it is for children. And it's up to us as parents to really do that, to really make deliberate efforts to do that for them. What other ways would you suggest perhaps family do to actually come together and deliberately spend time together?
So, it's just better for us to try all by me. Even if we, maybe some people there, they are going to say, ah, financially we cannot, but not too much.
Yeah.
A little that you can be able to make the kids very happy. You can even buy eggs and then fry it, put it between the
bread.
The kids are very happy.
Yeah.
And the then you go that to the, you can do,
for a picnic will, with that.
They will appreciate it. And then it also create a good memory for the kids when they grow up. So they will say, oh, mommy used to take us here. Mommy used to take us somewhere. So we can just get fresh air. We were just having a bread with the egg. So we were just enjoying.
With a cool
when
thing on the
side. When they grow up, they just appreciate feeling like, oh, maybe that's what she was
able
to afford. So she decided to make for us bread. But for me now, I can be able to buy a pizza.
Exactly.
So it's also a history for the kids.
I need to do better. but since we're already in 2026, I really need to do better. And you know, I was thinking actually the other day how I need to, I was scrolling through some of the pictures, in my phone, and I now realized we didn't really, I came across a video where I took the kids to the park, and I'm not required to pay any money for the park. You know, it's this parks within the community and, and where the kids can swing themselves and all that kind of stuff. So now I was looking at that video and how much fun we had. But this whole of last year, if I can be honest, I think we only went to the park 2 times. I say,
but at least you try better than nothing.
It's look so at memorable. You giving me a run. No, but then I'm like, if it was so fun for both me and the kids, then why didn't we do it often? Why didn't I make it a thing that should be done regularly? So now I was calculating and I was saying, you know what? I need to set aside a date for park. It should, which should be park day. If it has to be once every month, then so be it. And then it will at least be 12 times in a year that we went to the park. That is excluding our other places that we need to go, or other places that come up in your mind, or somebody tells you, well, there's this other nice place where you can take the kids. That excludes all those. But then as for park day, I was really saying, you know what? I think we need to set a date and I need to live up to it. Because, you know, sometimes we complain about, no, my kids like to do this. They like being in the street. They like going to the neighbors. But what are you doing to keep them off the street? What are you doing to keep them from the neighbor's house?
Obviously, you have to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only us, mothers, even their, if you happen to have this conversation with their father, maybe sometimes you're just quiet and you're not even exposing the idea to someone. You can put the mind in someone's idea. He can also be like, oh, okay, this is what we're supposed to do. Okay. Let me give you like maybe a 400, or otherwise we can go together.
I love what you just said right there. I love what you just said right there. Maybe I can give you 400 to take the kids, or we can go together.
That's the thing. But sometimes we are even like we are accusing men for not doing better. Yeah. But it's not like they also think of everything that you are, is also in your mind. We can also bring an idea and then the person will be like, oh, so this is what it was supposed to be done. Okay, I can do this. You can do this.
Yeah.
But sometimes we just say, as mother, we are suffering. As mother, we have to take the kid to the park. But then you never
told
anyone about
the kid's father about taking about them to the park.
It's supposed to be done.
Yes. We suffer in silence, which we shouldn't be. And I think any mother that is listening right now, please go tell the children's father to take them to the park, but do it in a very respectful, in a peaceful manner. You know, your approach is also very important. Now, one particular aspect that I want us to dive deeper into, you spoke about sometimes you can also offer them money to see if they don't have, or perhaps they see, I think sometimes you can also just suggest or just offer to say, okay, I have $500. Are you free maybe this Saturday to take the kids for ice cream and pizza? And then I'm sure that person, if they're free, they will say yes, you know, especially for single parents. But even for married couples, sometimes the father is too busy or the husband is very busy. The idea also won't come to his mind because she didn't say anything.
That's the thing.
Let's get into the aspect of giving money to your partner to do better, around the family, especially for family time. You know, you get some people or some ladies who have this mindset that no, he should use his own money to take care of the child. But then we ladies, expect men to give us money to take care of the children. Is that really a good mindset?
It was a culture where even us, when we were raised by our parents, this is what I say at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like our father, they were the only one to provide at home.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a culture because even my mother raised me like, oh, this one was brought by your father. And when you grow up, you know that your mother never did anything in her life. She was just sitting at home, waiting for your father to bring. So when you grow up, you also feel like what your mother was going to, were raised to be given by by your father, you are also going to be the same. But yes, we meet different things now. We are now exposing ourselves to new education, whereby even social medias and stuff, we learn new things, whereby we cannot be stubborn. And being like, this is how I was raised. Why are you not giving me? Even my mother was given by my father. No, we can also be able to provide to the men that don't have. But
yes,
culturally, because, it was meant to provide.
Culturally, it was meant to provide. And I like how you say that time, the men were the one working. But now it's vice versa. Women are also working. And statistics says women have more jobs compared to men. And not only that, women have better jobs, better positions compared to men. For instance, you find the woman, okay, she's a nurse, she's a teacher. The men, on the other hand, I must say the plumber, but I think a plumber makes more money than a nurse. They make a lot of money. It depends because especially business can be dry and hype. And, you know, let's say the man is, gardener, even for that matter, you know, a general worker. So he might not be earning so much. So I don't see anything. I absolutely, and I would encourage it. I don't see anything wrong with, this mom giving money to this, dad who is a gardener, because she has more money at the end of the day for him to support the children, you know. Probably because they are, single co-parenting their children. Yeah. Even for when it's a couple themselves, I still don't see anything wrong with, let's bring, okay, you bring in $500, I bring in 1,000, let's put on the table and discuss the expenses together. I don't see anything wrong with that. What do you say?
Yes, it came with mindset and it came with, nowadays. Like a man who is just waiting for a woman to provide, it can also create laziness.
Ah.
Whereby a man will be, mommy will bring.
Dependent.
Mommy is going to bring for you. Me, I only earn a little. So it will also create a laziness, whereby a man is not going to be a man enough in the house anymore.
You're right.
And you know, as women, we get tired.
Thank you.
Very much tired. Especially if I provide this month and next month, the third month, I'm already tired.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah, I'm already tired. And then it also bring like now conflict between the relationship also, and disrespect.
That's where disrespect comes in.
Whereby I can even tell my kids that, I'm the only one who bring it home. Daddy is just quiet.
But that's wrong.
At the end of the day, the kids will be like, now it's going to create now
problems.
Respectful according to the financially. Like, if my mother is the only one provide, why my father has to send me away? No, I'll not go. So, sometime, even if a man is earning little, he must be a man enough.
Thank you.
And then, a woman that is earning more must not expose it to the kids. It must be a house things, whereby you say, Didi, I'll give you 1,000 and then I say I have 500, because if you happen to say you are the one who give 500, the kids will think that I'm the one who earn more.
Okay.
So
wisdom comes to play. Oh wow. You know, as we are having this discussion, a certain scripture comes to my mind to say a wise woman builds her house. So it needs wisdom.
Yes.
For your situation, it needs wisdom. And I think one aspect we also neglect is getting good counsel from fellow women out there. Of course, not just in women, but especially women who tend to be older than you or even same age, but you can see how they are navigating their life, how they are balancing their family, how they are taking care of their children. And you're in the same situation, but you need advice. So reach out, you know.
That's the thing. That's the thing. So we also need to be, to cover our men. But sometimes we try to cover them, but not in a certain way that they will be so lazy.
Relax.
Like, mommy is just going to say it's my car, even if it's this is a, you see. Yeah. But even if you must also talk to your man like, Daddy, please try.
Thank you. I know you
do this, or you can also create something for your husband.
Yes.
Especially now, he's maybe is a general worker, and then you'll be able to see that there was this other work. There's this guy that said, there's a diesel mechanic that people are going to do something there. Let me just tell my daddy, maybe daddy is going to go there.
Exactly.
And going to earn more than what he's getting
there. And support the family
so
better.
That's the thing. So sometimes now when you see that your husband is also down, you put him down again.
That's true now. You know, even things like encouraging him. It's a new year. Encourage him to go back to school.
Yes.
Even NAMCO, I don't see anything wrong with encouraging him to go to NAMCO or to take up a course. Maybe he got really good points in grade 12.
But was just not easy for him to go. Or maybe financially, or the time it was not enough for him. He was busy taking care of you.
Yes, so you see. But now, so you hold the rope while he jumps.
That's the thing.
Interesting. For the betterment of the family at the end of the day.
It's true.
Anyway, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. This is Family Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in, because the conversation is just getting more hotter and more interesting. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before.
Rande so levuli omponga sana. Kora kenini matungi mwa Namibia mwana mkunda doko mambo. Elie divi so lomuli oktundira kwa ministeri unandima, marunonege mefuta, memane wapo kororevu. Kora kenini na wano kulitamba ikambudiezi kumonoane koroveni, kama parambo na waka umi. Hagekeni suruga na sokura ndesa nokura ndaevu li omponga sana. Moro asinge, moro evuli omponga sana mwa Namibia evuli pangero, tani kwa tokulira ndesa mwankedi nkenye. Kulihamesa la masuruga na sokura ndesa ndikura ndaevu, kapi ya polisira. Wetaze wapo kurevu ryo mkunda heziva na kutumburasi act number 5 of 2002 kwa silika hivi ya ukayangosna. Matenge kogo iruga na vatira kupolisira ya rande suevu. Matenge kogo paveta. Madonga nesiveta angaba futisa taningaba za modorongo. Hidonga neso ryo mpora mkunda. Rande so ndiye randoevu kuvura kulete sapo mapiro kulizuva ndi marwa nambo mwono mkunda detu. Yinke yono hepa kudiva. Evuli omponga sana ora natuwenye. Halioru none rokuli gavera, ornatu guwane namo natuwenye mawa. Tupungureni upingwa wetu, po kufuma deka evuli omponga sana, ose kufuma deka mulio kono mpo detu, kani kupope rankara pamoziki. Rapota hivya ukayapira kupulisira. Nsene sowe kuna kugaza rasi, kuna karapo, hiruga na irande soevu, hirapota kundango zorudi, ndango zevuli omponga sano, ndiko mbere wazo ministeri, hozakara pepi nevango lyogi. Turuga nini kumwe, tukungiru none revuli etuli omponga sano, tulikungire mhoko kukome. Uministeri kapna ukakara na unzoni, sena natukazumba nisa marunone gevu, mora hiruga na dona irande soevuli omponga sano. Diorokasi, evuli omponga sano mulio unini, tulipopere nino kulipungwira na vini. Mpando, keruga neno kumu. Edivi sweli, lioko radio, kunali tulisa pone kwato sokole pasmali wa tunde la kepangero leo surongo sana media, tanye pangero la Germany, Peter Amo, German Development Bank. Mwagwana kwa mapuku rogomanzi, guwanekirano mbere wazo ministeri za karara pepi, ni wango lioge, ndiko mbere wazo inka yonkara pamwe, mo ministeri unandima, marunonege mefuta, memane wapo koroevu, kono moraezi. Euta ntazimwe zimwe, mbali euta ntantatu, tambali ntazimwe, euta ndo.
Response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ulikurane ngeno wapungwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
And we are back. Of course, this is Family Time right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Trust us to bring you very interesting conversations. Those ones that maybe sort of those uncomfortable conversations that people are not really discussing. Trust us to do that for you right here throughout all our shows right on Eagle FM. Now, of course, we're talking about deliberately spending time aside for family. And we just got into an interesting aspect that is also falling under the umbrella of a family time. And that is bringing in the children's dad, involving, you know, the children's dad into helping you, ensuring that family time continues. Even actually letting him be the one to play that role. And Nalawa, thank you so much for making time again and being here with me.
Yes, go. I'm here.
Sure. Now, Nalawa, we ended off with conversating about bringing in the dad. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the importance of communication. Why, sometimes we assume the person knows, but we haven't even given the idea. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the importance of communication. And of course, pulling in, one's partner, the children's dad in making sure that family time is something that is really done.
Mm. Yeah. Communication is something that is very, very important in life, especially not only in a relationship, everywhere. Not only in a relationship, even in a family. So once you communicate and then you talk something, the person can be able to cope and be able to do something better. Especially when it comes now to men, like maybe you have your man, the whereby you don't even create that communication with him.
Mm-hmm.
So you fail a lot because sometimes if you don't talk, a person will not know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now, even us when we were young,
mm-hmm.
your mother can even be angry with you and talk to you like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
But you change, especially when you go to sleep, you mm-hmm. think. Mm-hmm. Same apply to men.
Okay.
Men, they will also think when you talk. But sometimes they can become aggressive or they can feel ashamed or because
what
you say is very true.
Mm.
So you talk, daddy, no, you're supposed to do this. You can't be like this and you are the man of the house. So he can be able like, you want to argue with me?
I'm the man of the house now.
You want to be like, you are a boss of the house or what? So otherwise, when you talk, when you are going to sleep, in your mind, there's something that is coming up. You say, my wife said this, so I need to change here. I need to change there. Me, I have a friend that was boosting a boyfriend to become a husband.
Yeah.
So that girl, when they met with the guy was not working, was not even doing anything. It's those guys that are going to the robots.
Mm. And so wait for somebody to pick them up.
Waiting for some white for person employment. To go and clean the water, the yacht or those things. So the girl was a hairdresser. So I don't know, here and there, the girl decided to get money and then she wanted to boost the boyfriend to become a husband.
Okay.
So the girl bought a taxi for the boyfriend, at least to bring the boyfriend a better income than being at the robots.
Mm.
So the guy was a very hard worker. I don't know how, but they communicate.
Yeah.
The girl is always talking like, babe, I don't want you to be like this. I want us to go ahead.
Yes.
So from there, from taxi driver, the guy, he always makes sure, today I will bring it 200, tomorrow is 300, up until they boost themselves, they get married.
Okay.
They get married. And then, from getting married, everything now, it's coming like different way now.
Mm-mm-mm.
The guy now, the way is now open.
Mm-hmm.
So
finances are coming from here.
Finance is coming here. They can be able to handle everything in the house.
Yeah.
So the man got a better job where he was even become a truck driver. So up until now, they are together. They have their family.
Yeah.
They live a better life. But we have this environment people whereby they talk.
Mm.
They talk like, why is dating that guy? Why is dating this guy?
That one doesn't have a certificate.
That doesn't even have a future. A person that is dating at the robot is taking you away.
Yeah.
But if you start talking to the man, you start building your man, he can become a husband.
You know what? You speak a very, very important aspect to me. And I would say you are addressing or you're talking to women who really would want, or who have a vision. Let me put it like that.
Mm.
Not to the one who want to receive.
It's true.
I need money for iPhone. I need money for Brazilian hair. I need money for shopping, you know, stuff like that. Somebody who is calculating to say, I want the future. But then the way things are now, it's not going to take us there. Probably now, this couple that you're talking about, they are now financially well off.
Financially well off, whereby the lifestyle that they are living is even
topping.
Yeah. Whereby the man is even like now respecting the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way they are going to raise their kids is even, I don't know, like the kids are very happy.
Yeah.
You are happy.
Yes.
So That's how it is.
Yeah.
So we cannot see the future in a person like, I just met you today, I can see what is coming.
Exactly.
But we have to build and see. But we have some men that are very lazy. Mm. Maybe there's, I can even date a baby mama.
Mm.
We must also learn to raise our kids. Mm. So they're going to raise, especially kids, men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me, if I raise my kid that is a man,
yeah,
and is very lazy, how is he going to handle a woman? So if if you happen to meet, like, my boyfriend is a baby mama,
mm-hmm,
that baby mama will not, you will not even expect him to do anything.
Yeah.
Because when he was raised, he was already spoiled.
Yes.
So he also expect you as a wife to be like a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So you must provide the way she was, the mother was providing to him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not easy to build life with that person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say you must dump him, but once you see, you see life is not good with him, just find a way.
Escape your way.
Run.
She says run. Anyway, you know, but you have a very strong point there, as much as you know, you have a really strong point in the aspect of, and I think someone listening may say, but I did that. And the person still went on and, mm, and especially, you know, when you made some of these investments, we call it sort of like physical investments, mm, how you invested in this person,
mm,
and they go on. It's not none of them who are going to turn around and say, okay, mommy, let's build our house. Let's get married.
Mm.
Some of them you invest and then boom, they go on and marry another sister, mm, over there.
Mm. Mm.
Leaves you with how many? 5 children here?
Imagine.
Goes on,
mm,
and marry someone else, and then you feel really betrayed.
Mm.
No? You feel like, oh my goodness. Oh. But then, and one important aspect I would draw from that story is communication,
mm,
and how that lady was able to communicate and speak about, no, this is what I think you can, mm, do. I think as women, we are multipliers, you know, even with words. Men, mm, can speak 10 words, as we will multiply that 10 by 10, you know?
So,
yeah.
Yes.
So, and then also it's the same with, finances. It's the same with, it's the same in many areas.
Mm.
So even when a man has very little, you multiply also that little,
mm,
through your wisdom,
mm,
through your counsel.
Mm.
The aim is for the betterment of the family. You know, better finances coming in,
mm,
will now mean also family time being created of you going out and exposing your family to so. Mm. Although family time can also mean indoors sometimes,
mm,
but then we are focusing also on the importance of outdoors,
mm,
and that requires money,
mm,
you know,
mm,
that requires money. So communication is really important.
Very
and telling
important.
And telling the next person.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. Now, let's talk about also, I would wonder still too, but let's talk about creating family time in the home. That's another important thing that I think, is neglected. You know why, mm, I say I think it's neglected? Because the fruits that are out there in the society,
mm,
show that we are not doing our part.
Mm.
Many times, being home means television, means TV,
mm,
means the kids are on their tablet,
mm,
means... It means you are in the house, but you're not really there, you know? Mm. You are, it's like sort of everyone is on their own. What about the need of deliberately coming together on the table? Eating time means put away your phone,
mm,
or maybe, yes, as much as we can do movie time, also, we also need to, mm, do talking time, you know, mm, how was your day?
Mm.
How was school?
Mm.
With the television switched off. What do you think about that?
Yeah. As I can see, the new generation in this social media, when it comes, it destroys a lot of cultures.
Yes.
It destroys a lot of way of raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are not even raising kids. We let the phone and the television, mm, to raise our kids.
Yeah.
So whereby the parents would be just like, go watch your movie.
Yeah.
Go watch your movie. We don't even teach the kids how to pray, or otherwise, if only if they made the cartoon that pray. We don't even talk about life with the kids, especially when the kids are growing.
Yeah.
We need to talk with them. The way our parents was talking to us,
yes.
We must also talk to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then we don't even have that time. But if you create it in the house, it's going to work. But if you are the mother that say, get your phone and play. But if you say, leave that phone, put it on the table. Now is the time for the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray or let's read this scripture.
Yeah.
So if you create it like that, it will go. But nowadays we put more things on social media.
Yeah.
More things on, and it creates laziness. We are not even exposed to our kids to any work.
Mm-hmm.
Like us that grown up at North, we were exposed to our parents to farming. Whereby, you know, in the morning, you need to do this, you need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We were even taught the main things, where you can even go take care of the cow, take care of the kettles.
Yeah, yeah.
So
even plowing, the main thing, plowing with the donkey.
Yes. And then to cultivate in the field,
mm-hmm.
we were also taught how to pound the mango and mm-hmm. those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but nowadays we know the kids, they were grown up in, they are now growing up in town, and we don't even send them to holidays where they can be able to know the works that we were, and they are very, especially the kids that we born them here, include my kids also.
Yeah, yeah.
They are very lazy and they get tired very easy, and they like phone and they miss phone and they miss TV. Now, whereby at North, if you have this North where there's also TV, you don't expect that kid to do anything.
That's true.
So every time you call them, Junior is just busy with the phone, or if he's not with the phone, he's on TV. So they are very lazy, and they are not even exposing themselves to learn how to work with their hands.
Exactly. Or learn
most of
skills,
them,
even.
They just start knowing these computer things. And then from there, we are going to lose a lot of kids that they will not even know anything.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And as much as we are talking about agriculture, you know, talking about food security, talking about green hydrogen, we're talking about all these things.
Mm.
It's only some kids who are really going to be able to propel us forward. Why? The rest are sitting in front of, and school-wise also, have you noticed that the kids are failing dramatically at school? It's only sports, some kids.
Sports is no more there. I remember my daughter is asthmatic.
Okay.
So she don't even used to run, but I used to try exercise at home.
Yeah.
But there was a sport at their school one day whereby there's maybe 6 kids that faded. Because the kids, they don't do anything. Our kids, they are sitting with our phone and TVs. They are not exercising anything.
Yeah.
So how do you expect them to be active at school?
At school.
There are some kids that are just going in the class, sitting, and then coming out when he's going to take the taxi, and or maybe daddy is coming to take the kid. So that kid never do anything.
Mm-hmm.
When daddy took the kid, put the kid at home is also going to sleep a bit and then going to watch TV, nothing. So that kid, when he's going to run at school, will faint because that hard. It's not even active, and whereby the person can be so active, man.
Yeah,
you need to be doing different things.
Yeah, and I think
not always sitting and being in the car and stuff.
Mm. And I think also the issue of obese comes in as well.
Yes,
well, you know, we also have a couple of children, in especially who,
we call
those
them chubby.
Chubby, yeah, ne? And it's unhealthy. Because it's a habit of television, junk food, sleeping,
they,
you know.
Like sleeping. A child can sleep 4 hours, 3 hours, which is very normal. But we need to sleep 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids are very active. And they are the ones that to be awake in the morning. But our kids that are grown up in town, they don't be awake in the night, in the morning. They are the one to, you are the one to go and say, come drink coffee or come.
At 9 o'clock.
Take a breakfast.
At nine to ten.
But we, with the family, we must also learn how to raise our kids
in
a different way.
True.
I don't say because I'm a bumble, everyone must raise the kid according to
bumble. Yeah.
But, the kids must be active.
It's true.
Not only a bumble, a kid must be active.
True.
Whereby we cannot create a lot of disease and a lot of sickness in kids or in us adults also.
Exactly. Mm. And the issue of mental health is affecting not just adults but children as well. Mm. And I want to believe that, you know, earlier we spoke about, you know, outdoors. Mm. And how you spoke about how being at the sea, you see how the waves are going, you know, that calms the mind.
Mm.
Now, when a child is just indoors, sleeping, watching TV, and of course playing games and being on social media. And we know how people bully each other on social media or bully kids, you know, those are the things also that cause mental illness. And before you know it, this child, is dealing with anxiety, is dealing with depression, doesn't think she's beautiful enough, you know, sees herself ugly and stuff like that. And it's all because of television and because they are not going out there. So let's speak about also that aspect in looking at it from the angle of trying to reduce, if we really want to reduce the issue of mental illness and promote mental health.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as we talked earlier that our mind need therapy in different way.
You can.
Not only in going out, and we also have different way of therapeutic our mind, whereby we can also reduce the risk of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids can also get stress at a young age.
Mm.
And then, you know, how will you figure out that my kid is stressed? Because it's always with the cartoon. You can see the child is even breaking the cartoon the phone or the TV. You don't know what is going on because you don't know what the kid was watching.
Yes, what triggered.
Yes, we must also limit the way of kids being on social media because social media nowadays is having a lot of things.
Yeah.
And most of them, they're just negativity. I don't even see anything nice there. Most even myself, negative. I like social media, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't see anything nice there for the kids.
Yeah.
We must limit and then we must erase.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids can be like watching those scary movie or those movies that are people are beating each other and people are stabbing each other with knife.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you see your kid is being an aggressive person in life, whereby you don't even see it wrong. Stabbing someone with a knife because that's what she watched
always. It was promoted on television.
Yes. She watched it always and she don't even see it.
Thank you.
It's wrong.
Thank you. You know, there's one aspect, I would say, Nalago. You know, the issue of, young children. I'm talking about a girl child. I want to say something that I've noticed, which I personally don't like. It's how mothers allow their daughters to wear skimpy clothes, you know, like a shorty, where the cheeks of the buttocks are on the outside. Considering our culture and where we are coming from, generally and normally, it's something that we wouldn't allow. But because television makes it like it's normal, it's appealing. Social media says it's okay. They're doing it in America. Here it's also fine. You know, there's a certain saying that says a mistake in Africa becomes sort of like a model to copy in Africa. You know, what they are doing in America, if they start working on the streets in underwears, it becomes a fashion. It's a fashion in Africa. Let's work in underwears.
Yeah.
All this is television promoting these things.
It's true.
Bad behavior first starts by what we see, you know, what the kids are seeing on television. Another example I want to make, you know how on TV, in a movie, a mother will be talking to her child, "Hey, Noah, don't do that." And then Noah walks away, goes to his room and slams the door. It's what the kids are doing now.
Yeah. Because they saw it in the movie. But back with us, we don't do that. We don't even, like, if my mother is talking, we are not even allowed to say anything.
Exactly.
Even if it's wrong, we were raised to be quiet.
If you open your mouth, I think the whole village will be on your neck.
It's just yourself. Know already that that day is not going to be your day anymore.
Yes.
Yes, we need to, we need to figure this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
We need to raise our kids. We need to reduce the time of these social media things.
Yeah.
And then most of the kids now, they are with nannies and we don't create family time with them.
Yeah.
So, my kid don't like me anymore. She always like a nanny. And you make it very normal, yeah, whereby you also expose yourself. I mean, you
speak about it in a normal.
You put a distance between you and the kid.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we going to create the bonds of the kid now? The bond of the kid will be a nanny, and that nanny will stay maybe like a year, and is going again to take care of other kid a year. So now that kid is just going, her spirit is just going to be like disturbed.
And no.
Because the nanny work a year with you and went.
Yeah.
Now it's you with the kid now. The kid didn't used to you and you get another nanny. Then the kid also didn't used to this other nanny. Now you create this story like, she like cartoons. Now the kid is always with cartoon. Up until you don't even know where the life of your kid is going to flow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were raised nicely by your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't want to sprint the same way your parents raised you, to sprint it and go ahead.
Mm.
So, at the end of the day, we have our... No, I'm also raising, and I don't know in which way am I doing it.
Yeah.
But we must try to do the best.
You're right.
We must try to do our best, so we can also raise kids that are going to raise, and then they're going to have a better future.
Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about family... This is, you know, the fundamental unit of a society. Groups of family make up a society.
Mm.
So we can't talk about a better society without talking about family. And when we're talking about family, we need to talk about those things that help build a better family.
Mm.
Why? At the end of the day, we want a better society.
Mm.
So if one particular parent is actually messing up and not doing their part, they are indirectly or directly contributing to a bad society.
Mm.
You're right. They are indirectly or directly actually contributing to a bad society.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Who knows if maybe I'm the one who is raising a wrong person.
Yeah.
I'm the one who is raising a wrong child, mm-hmm, that is going to marry your kid.
Exactly.
How is it going to be work? So we must raise the kids that are going to be raised, mm-hmm, and then to be raised. Mm-hmm. And then it must go like deliver to everyone.
Yes.
Mm.
Actually. You know what? Let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. I love the conversation already. 0832-888-401 is the number in studio. 0832-888-401 is the number in studio. If you want to say something, air your opinions and contributions, please come through. For now, we pause right here. Take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back shortly.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa eva tele ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoewe ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwali. Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijewa ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa vera etatu natu bali o etatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa eva tele ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoewe ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijewa ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa vera etatu natu bali o etatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Family Dynamics is the show that is running right now, right here on your number one talk radio station. I'm joined in studio by Ness Nelago Gabriel. And she's a mom. She's a nurse, like I said right there. She's a nurse. And she juggles also, family with, her role as a nurse. And yeah, you know, this is one thing I've also realized, Nelago. There was a time I was spending time with my friend, more time with my friend and hardly with my kids. And you know what? One day when my daughter mentioned it, I felt so insulted. Although the person is just telling the truth, coach. I know. You're always with your friend, like, we hardly get time. So, how do we then also sometimes, I think, realize that we are neglecting family time? You know, sometimes you go out with your friend, have coffee somewhere there, come back home 9 o'clock. Come back home 10 o'clock. And this is what I've come to realize. The moment you come home late, ne? Those things, yes, once in a while, it's okay. But I notice kids like a routine. Kids like getting used to 5 o'clock, we're doing this. What about your time? The moment you neglect that, tomorrow when it's time to go to school, this one can't find their lunchbox. This one can find the shoes. And then the day becomes stressful. What is your saying?
We must also learn how, if you learn it to the kids, they will also do it. But imagine as you say, you come always late, or you come late.
Yeah.
Let me say it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
Then Monday is school.
Mm-hmm.
You know already that when you spend time with your friend, there are those friends that you don't expect to come home early.
Yeah.
Even when you say,
especially if your friend
is
single and doesn't have children.
But when you go there, you know, obviously. You
exactly. Yeah.
So it's better for you, like, you have to prepare before.
Okay.
Like, before you leave the house, you know, I might even come very late.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you already tell the kid, you must make your bread. Make sure the lunch bag is prepared.
Yeah.
Do this and that. I already make really show you it's already done for you. It's just going to make the pap or maybe the rice or something. So at least you must leave the house when you prepared.
Mm-hmm.
If you are also not preparing, how do you expect the kids to prepare?
That's true.
They are just going to do it because they have no other option.
Yeah.
You are the one who create the stress already. When you leave the house, you go for happiness with your friends,
mm-hmm.
but you leave the stress in the house,
mm-hmm.
where it's going to affect you also in the morning.
Exactly.
So it's better for you to do that.
Yeah.
When you leave the house, and when you come back, everything is fine.
That's true.
Or maybe they can fail here and there because they are the kids, but it's not like because you did not prepare them.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't prepare them, obviously you have to start from the scratch.
Mm-hmm.
They fail here and there. If you come back, then you say, oh, I told you to make a lunch bag, but you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, mommy, I forget. At least you do that one. Not to do everything.
I hear
in the morning.
I hear you.
So,
and that has been a struggle.
Learn and have time with the kids. But we must also create, we must be good in creating time. It's not like because I have a little of time being with my kids, I will not do it.
Mm-hmm.
You must make sure. Let me say like, even our shift of work, like now we are working.
Mm-hmm.
We are not people that are staying at home. Mm-hmm. But you make sure my shift is reaching up until here. I have to make sure that this time and this time I have to do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do it like that, that's how also the kids is going to do it. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do it like that, the kid will also grow like the way you raise.
You're right. Mm. You're right. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, let's talk about mornings, especially because now it's January. Mm-hmm. We're about to, school is about to start. Mm-hmm. I want to say we're about to go back to school mm-hmm. because we never really finish with school, yeah. Bakutu, even if we are working.
We are going to
school. Other people are going to school on our behalf because we are the one responsible to wake them up.
I tell my daughter like, am I also in grade 5?
You are.
I am always
you are,
doing this homework. I'm the one who's at school. Ah, we are also students.
No, learners. If your child is grade 1, you are also grade 1. It's really like that.
Mm.
If she's grade 6, you are also grade 6. Shashi, everything is... It's a shared responsibility now.
Yes, obviously. And that's a way of being a mother or being a parent.
Yeah.
This is a way of you also have time with the kids.
Yeah.
If the kids used to go to school where they don't even have homework, mm-hmm. they don't have anything to do, mm-hmm. so you don't have time with that kid.
Yeah.
Or we also have parents that they don't care.
Yeah, ne?
Whereby the kids can be on their own.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to the parent meeting, and then those teachers, they also used to raise that complaint whereby they say there are parents that you just leave the kids to us. Yes, we are we are their mothers, or because they spend more time with us.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that when the kid is coming home, you must look in the kid's bag,
mm-hmm.
see what is there. Mm-hmm. I might even I give the kids the paper that there is something at school, but. Because the kids, they play more and they forget also.
Mm-hmm.
So you never even used to take time and go in the kids' bag and see what is there.
Okay.
And even the lunch box, you can't even see whether it's dirty or it's clean. The kids is always the one that is preparing her things on her own.
Yeah.
Just being there. She just do her things on her own. So there's an ingrid whereby most of us parents,
mm-hmm.
we are leaving the kids to live the life on their own.
Yeah.
And then there was even a parent meeting where they put the paper in the child's bag, but the kid will come back to school with it. And the teacher, they will know that this kid, this paper was never seen, or the parent never used to go in the kid's bag.
Yeah.
Even that lunch bag is just very dirty.
Mm.
So the uniform used to be washed sometime, but you can see it was washed by the kid.
Yeah.
You know, we learn the kids how to wash, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But not always letting them to do the things on their own.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
They can get stressed,
mm-hmm.
and then their life is not going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the ones that are going to marry our kids.
Mm. That point. And you know, sometimes really, you can be married and then you look at your spouse and the qualities and the what. Sometimes your mind can think to say, no, your mom, what was she busy doing when other people were busy raising their sons to have these certain qualities? So really now it comes back to you as a mother, and especially a mom raising boys also. Mm-hmm. You know how most of the time girls are told, okay, you do this, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the boys? We need to be deliberate with the boys also to say, you cook, you do this, mm-hmm. you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that our daughters or someone's daughter out there benefits from this boy that you're raising now. It's going to be their husband. You're right. Yeah, ne?
As I said earlier that I expose my son to cook. It's not because I want him to cook for the sister.
Yeah.
He must also be a husband to cook for
his wife.
His wife.
What about when the wife has given birth to a child, just a newborn? There's no nanny.
To cook. We have especially our Vambo men. Let me just say it like
because
it's the one that I used to see.
Mm-hmm.
They were never exposed by touching pot and cook. I have a brother that doesn't even know how to make coffee. A coffee itself.
Is he married?
Because he was raised by... when he was is our last born.
Yeah.
So as we are being these girls in the house.
Yeah.
So even if when he eat... He don't wash that plate. He eat and finish and leave that plate on the table.
Yeah.
As a sister, I'll come and take, and then I make it normal. So I come and take the plate. I start washing, and then oh, I also need coffee. You busy do the coffee, you give it to him. At the end of the day, that guy doesn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I feel pity for the wife.
Even to wash clothes, probably worse.
Wash clothes is something else.
You see now, the mistakes you're making. Mm. The mistakes you're making, really. And you're reminding me now of a friend of mine who's expecting now, about to give birth to her last born child, and she has two girls already.
Yeah.
So the first born is how old? Should be 8. Mm. Yeah, should be 8. Mm. Then the second born is 7 years old. Mm. So now there's that gap, that 7 year gap, you know? You know, when you had them next to each other, you are very careful. You know? So now she's expecting, another child. Mm. And she says she was so worried for her 7 year old. How is she going to feel that mommy's having another baby? Mm. You see? Because, you know, it's because I think last born tend to get a lot of attention, you know, mommy's child, mommy's child. Mm. So even when you have other kids, let's say you have 4 other kids, and then you have this last born and it's a 5th born, we also need to be very careful with them, because you will pour more love, more attention, which will now work not so much in their favor in the long run.
So it's not something that we need to do. So we need to learn from the thing. We are doing wrong, but let's try to do better.
That's true.
And that's true. In the way of us doing it, maybe we don't know.
Mm.
Now, if there's someone that is listening to the radio here right now,
yeah,
please, let's try to do the best so that our kids are also going to marry right people.
Mm-hmm.
They are also getting married by right people, where they can be able to help each other, they can build family together, the way we are also building family now.
Mm.
So it's better for us to do better.
That's true. I like this conversation on family and bringing in all other umbrella topics that we contribute to in terms of family time. You know, another thing that I was talking about mornings, early in the morning. What methods maybe would you say can help even in the mornings? Now, in the mornings, I'm referring to perhaps preparing jungle loads, preparing breakfast in the morning, and that sitting on the table also, everyone. In what maybe worked for you that you can share with us? For instance, for me, in the mornings, I think this year, I hope it will be better. Like you said, I hope I'll do better, because sometimes in the morning, if I had not done something last night, in the morning, this one is doing this, this one is...
It's always up and down.
I don't even know if sitting on the table to eat breakfast will work in my family. I don't know. I don't know.
Yes. We are living a different way.
Yeah.
We are living a different life also.
True.
As long as we are doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the morning, it depends. We have people that don't eat in the morning.
Like my daughter.
If you were raised like that, you don't even do it anymore. And it's not even going to affect you.
Okay.
Because not always in the morning, like, let me say the morning that we are talking about between 6 o'clock and 10.
Yeah.
That's the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because that morning, not everyone used to eat the time.
That's true. I don't eat in the morning.
If you raise your kids like this, in the in the evening or in the night, the kids must prepare their things of going to school in the morning.
Yeah.
Especially now, lunchbox. If there's something that is not going to, something that can be
warmed up.
Warmed up or something. At least you can just prepare the lunchbox and put it in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Then you warm up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, or otherwise, you make the work easier. Eh? So, like for me, my kids, they make sure that in the afternoon, they must make sure that they bath.
Okay.
So they will not even disturb me in the morning. They are going to bath in the morning and stuff. In the morning, they just wash their face.
Yeah.
And then the rest are going to school.
Okay. It's the same for my kids.
It's also not a problem.
Yeah.
Because the kids like that, they are fine. The morning, if you bath
in the evening,
days,
yeah,
and then in the morning you just wash your face, you go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also fine.
It's the same with my boys also.
It's just a way of limiting time.
True, because in the morning time is limited.
Everything in the morning is going to affect us, whereby you can even become late, or even when you eat, you don't even eat in a comfortable way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you eat in a rush, mm-hmm. so you go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better. Breakfast is something that is very important in someone's human life.
Yeah.
So it's not like, it's not only in the morning between 6 and 9. You okay. can also eat your breakfast around 10.
Okay.
So the kids, when they are at school, they used to go to the break,
okay. 10
o'clock. They are going to eat their breakfast.
Yeah.
So it's also not a problem, but it's according to how you raise the kids.
Okay.
There are some people that are eating in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and they know how they limit their time. Then, and so as long as it's not going to affect you, you can eat in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and you can prepare. Like, let me say you wake up 6 o'clock. A wife, you can wake up at 5.
True.
As girls, we are still girls. A wife can wake up 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
5 o'clock, you wake up.
But not a lot of wives wake up 5 o'clock. They'll be sleeping, my dear.
6:30, and you're already, like, maybe you are done with maybe you fly the eggs.
Yeah.
Or maybe you make a juggle oat.
Mm.
Or you already
prepare whatever.
Prepare whatever you're preparing. And then maybe 6:30, like that, you are done. Six to six, you are eating now your breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Then 7 o'clock, you are going to bath. Mm-hmm. It's those people that are starting work at 8.
Yeah.
As we are starting 7.
Oh, yeah.
So 6:30, I make sure that everything is done. All that time, I'm already in the taxi.
Oh. Wow.
So it depends.
And your daughter, what time does she go to school?
She also work according to my shift.
Obviously.
Because I will not leave her.
At yeah, home. Yeah, yeah.
So when she wake up, me and my kid, we don't eat breakfast.
Okay.
I don't know. That's how the culture is in our
house. Yeah.
So they get used to it, and it's not even affecting them anything.
Okay. But you pack so breakfast in the lunchbox.
I pack the breakfast already,
uh-huh.
and then in the lunchbox. Uh-huh. So breakfast and then lunch.
Okay.
So when she's going, she knows this one is my breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and then this one is my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it
works. I'm learning something. You know what? For me, for my family, my sons prefer eating, sometimes they want to eat breakfast in the morning. They prefer, they especially like wheat beets, you know. But for my daughter, my goodness, sometimes when I've cooked something or prepared some breakfast, it can be soft porridge, it can be something. There's a way she just won't eat. I feel like my effort is wasted, you know? But then I think now that I'm hearing your story also in how you do it in your household, I'll adjust according to everyone and how they prefer. So I'll prepare for my sons. If my daughter wants to take something small, you're welcome to
as
do that.
Yeah.
But otherwise I won't force her to eat in the morning because it's not an every.
That's how she preferred.
Actually.
Even the sweet, my daughter cannot eat in the morning. So she's just the person that don't eat in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you force her to eat, she will not.
Okay.
And then if you force, obviously she has to eat because the mother said.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not going to enjoy.
Exactly.
It's a force.
Yeah.
So which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
You can just let her be.
Yeah.
If she don't like eating in the morning, she eat with her own time.
Mm-hmm.
Around 10.
That's true.
When she's at school, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Another important aspect, as we talk about family time, you know, we growing up, we used to play amagoose, we used to play, you know, umarope, we used to do all those things. But I've come to realize now in our new era as adult parents, we're not doing that. But it's something that I sometimes try and do with my kids. You know, if my kids are playing, I want to join in and play. You know, we also need to bring out our child nature. And enjoy ourselves with our kids, and it's I think it's an immune booster also.
So, not only immune booster, but exercise also in another way.
Yeah,
because kids that don't play, they will not do much. But my daughter, she's a player. I even happened to buy for her a rope.
Skipping rope.
Yeah. Because she was also having these obesity things.
Okay.
So she was very fat. Where she weighed even the age, the way that is not even according to her age.
Yeah.
So I start doing some exercise and a lot of things to her. But she play. She like playing. She run. She do everything. Only that sometimes she faint according to the asthmatic.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah.
it will not affect her playing with other kids and yeah. other stuff. She does those things, but not the thing that we used to do. Mm-hmm. Because here in town, they are doing different things of playing.
Yeah.
As we play, I'm a goose because that's our time.
Exactly. But their You're time, right.
they play different things. You know, most, this social media is also creating funny things.
Yes.
Like, uh-huh. They can do paper, scissors, what they yeah. learn.
Uh-huh.
Paper, what, cut and
scissors. Or balls.
Those things balls. Or balls.
Uh-huh.
So they play different things according to the environment where they are.
I am going to buy balls for my kids. I said it on radio. I need to do it. I recently bought a basketball for them. Actually, it was my son's idea. He was in the north and he called me to say, Mommy, send us toys. We are bored. We need toys to play with. Then I said, no, just find whatever you're playing with in the north. I later realized, but you know what? Here's a point. Maybe I need to. So I went to buy a ball. Only for my mom to tell me that there's a ball there, so I kept the ball. I'm glad I didn't send it to the north because it wasn't going to come back. So I kept the ball. Now I bought it. It's there waiting for him in his cupboard. Now I'm thinking, I want to go buy this, you know, the small blue, green, yellow balls, those ones. And then create this thing of, you collect the balls, you run, you collect.
Yeah. This is the thing that they play.
It's 2026, right? And when people were asking me, Happy, what are your New Year resolutions? I was like, I don't know, you know? But one particular thing I was saying, I was like, I want to be a better mother. I want to be, you know, those things that when they are talking about New Year resolutions, they don't really talk about. We just talk about, I want to further my education. I want to get a degree, a master's degree, a PhD. I want to buy a car. I want to buy a house. You know, these other qualities of motherhood, spouse, whatever, we forget them. So I was telling myself, I want to be a better mother. I want to be there for my kids. I want to spend more time with them. I want to be deliberate. Things that we did last year, let's do it more. Those good things that we did, let's do it more. So another thing that is coming to my mind is you are saying, those amagus were our time. Now it's their time differently.
Yes.
If it needs to, let's get papers and paste and cut and what, then let's do that.
Yes.
To keep the kids busy and to remove their eyes from television and being in the street.
And by doing that,
yeah.
you will be able to know that your kid like what.
Mm-hmm.
And what they like is also meaning something in their career.
Okay.
Especially my daughter, she's so creative. She like cutting papers and do some style things. And then she also like making those, is it blazer or something?
That they bracelets.
Yes, bracelets. Oh. So one day I find her, you know,
doing that.
How to
needle, knitting. Needlework.
Those things. She came from school with they are short man. Maybe she borrowed it from the friend and stuff. She started using those, the sweet, if you finish eating the
sweet pack, the stick, the lollipop stick.
Sticks, and she used it to make, I'm like, what are you doing? She said, oh, I saw this thing at school with my friend. I'm like, oh, I can see my daughter want to do this thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it. How do you call it?
Needle rope?
The needle ropes.
I think
so. In China.
Uh-huh.
So, I go to China and then I buy those stick, those nice sticks. Uh-huh. And then she start now doing her thing. She used to, one day she say, I will create for you,
scarf. Is it a scarf?
Yeah. Come on, I must just put it, hold it like this. She created a scarf for me.
You know what?
So now that thing, when you see it in your kid, please, let's not delay our kids. We have a lot of schools here.
Yes.
We have different schools. Long time, we just used to be like, our parents, maybe they wanted to do something better for us,
yeah.
but they were far. So if you can see your kid is doing this, try to boost the kid to do what she's happy with. So when I see her doing that, like, as you say, next year we must do better.
Yeah.
This year already. Look for a school.
Yeah, for needlework.
It's going to be an extra school for her.
Thank
for needlework.
Yes.
Then I see how she is doing it. Because now, when she's doing it at home, she's not doing it right. And then she's telling me that he's having a friend at school that is selling those things to them. And then she don't want to teach them.
Of course, no.
Yeah. She said, I will not teach you because here is where I'm getting my money.
Wow.
And then when she brought that,
that one is a business person.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And then she chose the one for her name.
Oh.
So it's very nice. And it's done by the kid that is in grade 5.
Mm-hmm.
If he's also in the same class with my daughter.
Yeah.
Who is my daughter?
Exactly.
She can also do it.
She can also do something.
If she don't want to teach her, yes, she, I will try to look for a school.
Exactly.
For her so she can be able to go ahead and then I see how is she going to do it.
Yes. And sometimes it's not just the school. You might actually hear of a friend through, of someone through a friend that knows how to do this and then they can help.
Teach her. Yeah.
Mm. Now that you say that, you know, other people take their kids for swimming lessons.
Mm.
Other kids take their kids for piano lessons.
Mm.
Other ones take them for sports lessons.
Mm.
And it's an activity that they deliberately, after school, you are doing this.
Mm.
I know. I'm now sitting here wondering, what am I taking my kids for really?
You see, sometimes we see things and then we ignore.
That's true.
We see things and we know.
Mm-hmm.
My son now is also a person that like those. Okay, social media.
Yeah.
And then he's more in computers.
Okay.
He do those things in computer. And then when he was in grade 3, I was having my laptop. And then that guy, my son, can be able to do some of the funny things in my laptop, whereby I don't even know, like, what did you do? I also don't know this thing.
Yes.
He was more of computer when he was very young. Up until now, when he's now big, when he finished with his grade 11, I was like, what is it that you want to do in your life? Because I know I'm a nurse. I will not even force him to be to do nursing.
Yes.
I will listen to what he wants.
Exactly.
He said, no, as long as it's something with computer thing, I'm fine, ma'am.
You see now.
And then I sent him to do that thing that he's very happy with it. And my dear, even if when he come and show me that, mommy, I have been in this thing and that, I'm like, oh, good, my son. But when I see things, I don't know. But it's more of these radio things.
Yeah. You see?
But he's very happy. He's already in his third year, which he is also getting distinction and everything. You can see that he's doing something that he's very happy with.
It's something that he's passionate about. Mm. And because you supported that passion. Do you know this?
But nowadays we will force things because, come on, yeah, he's doing that thing. Is he going to work? Where is he going to get the job? We must not obstruct the kids because we don't know what God created for them.
Thank you.
What is his future going to be? The life that your kids going to live is not the same that you are living.
No.
So if you were suffered to look for a job, maybe your kid is not going to suffer.
He's going to be the employer, probably.
Let the kid to do different things. Because we have parents that are forcing kids to do their career that they are doing. They force the kids to do the same thing. Because now I'm a nurse, let me just let my kid to do nursing.
Yes.
No.
Exactly.
Like that, you are cutting things off. People to develop the country even.
Thank you. Somebody would have cost a wonderful the country to benefit in this particular aspect. You are now the one hindering them.
Mm.
The person wants to go and study agriculture. No.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, that's not how things work.
Mm-hmm.
Let the kid to be happy and do the things that they want to do.
Yes.
As long as it's going to be, it is not going to be effective to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's affecting, the sky is the limit.
True.
Even us, we are old like this,
mm-hmm.
and we feel like we want to go study.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm a nurse for today. Tomorrow you'll find me somewhere.
Exactly.
Because I'm studying, the sky is the limit.
That's true.
Mm.
That's so true.
Let people do the things that they are happy with.
Thank you. Especially
our kids.
Exactly. And I need to play my part. I need to play my part. Enhance people's talent. Mm. One of my sons loves drawing. Loves drawing. Instead of studying, you know, it's study time. He will be drawing. So I'll be scolding him. You are just drawing. Why aren't you studying? And then sometimes I think about it. What if this is a future architecture?
Mm.
Who's going to, you know, what like, do you call it now? Construct the skyscraper in window, you know, and you are here criticizing it.
We have posters here and there. people are drawing. Even the buildings, they draw there.
Yes.
Who is going to do that if we are doing nursing?
Eh.
So good now question. Everyone is just in the hospital nursing, and then our building will be like there. We are not even, we don't even have anyone to draw.
Not even a proper hospital.
Because now you cut off, your son is drawing, but you cut him off.
Mm-mm. Let everyone do what they are happy with, especially children. Melago, we have come to the conclusion of our beautiful conversation. Imagine, and I feel like we still have more to talk about.
<That's okay.
laughs> Your final remarks before we close up.
There's always a second chance.
Exactly. What are your final remarks before we say bye bye?
My conclusion, I'll just say, we talk first about how to take care of our families and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Please, let's try to be happy with our family. Let's take our family out, even if it's just a little. It means something.
Yeah.
And we were also talking about to raise our kids. Let's try to raise our kids in a different way. And this is not a conclusion. I'm also expecting to learn more.
Mm.
What I know, it doesn't mean that someone know it also.
Mm-hmm.
But if I happen to learn more on what am I doing, I'm willing to learn new things on how to raise our kids.
Yeah,
we must make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we must not degrade them.
Mm-hmm.
And about their career, please let the kids to do what they are happy with. Let's develop our country in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in one career, because you know you are doing this and that. Let's create different things, and then maybe sooner or later, our government is also going to look to our kids and say, let's create this type of job.
Yeah.
It's because they like this and that. We hope for good.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Nelana, thank you so much. Okay, and we now have come to the conclusion of our very interesting conversation about family time. It's been a beautiful moment right here. I'm walking away from this conversation knowing that there's things that I need to implement. Things, and that's what the show is supposed to do. That is the aim and the purpose of the show, to challenge you to come out of the box and think out of the box. Yeah, I'm also challenged right now, and I have things that I need to put in place, especially regarding family time and also family toys, you know, things that we can actually do to bring the family together and for us to enjoy. So go out there, play with your kids. I deliberately go out and play with my kids. So go out there and play with your kids. If there's jumping that needs to be done, go out and jump. That's family time for you. Now, of course, this is my goodbye from Family Dynamics, and we'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same place, same frequency, same website, and same radio app. That is Eagle FM Namibia. From Indafa, happy shushu, it is goodbye. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.